Mazel tov. Okay. Marlon, you want to call the roll, please?
Yes. Okay. Christina Avalos?
Here.
Doug Barnett?
I guess
Mike Bresler? He said he was going to be late, so we'll give him a few more minutes.
Okay.
Andy Childs?
Here.
John Crumshaw asked for an excused absence. Vic Germani?
Here.
Michael Heiss?
Here, I think.
if you're not sure, check your drugs.
Somebody admit Ruth. Let's see.
I got Ruth in.
Okay. Sue Cohen Johnson? I don't hear Sue. Avelia Jones?
Here.
Thank you. Allie Lexa?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Rob Macon?
Good morning. I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Barbara Marbach? I don't hear Barbara. Oye, Oye Ipo? I do not hear Oye. I'm counting myself as here, Myla Reason. Paul Roberson. I don't hear Paul. Ruth Strauss.
Present.
Thank you, Ruth.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi. Beth Von Gunten. I don't hear Beth. I'll come back. Our illustrious chair, Mr. Harvey Wasserman.
I'm here. Shiny teeth.
And yay.
All.
And Carlos Zavala.
Hola.
Thank you. And our treasurer, Kim Kaufman.
Kim is here, yeah? Kim, you with us?
I'm here.
And general manager who is, interim general manager, Michael Novick.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Okay.
So we have quorum?
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, which is quorum at this point.
Okay.
And we're going to be seating a new member today.
Harvey. Oh, yeah.
Veronica Becerra is with us.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello, everyone.
Great to have you join us. You're the 12th person. We have a jury.
So
great to be here.
Let's hear a little bit about who you are, Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica, it's a custom to have a new member introduce themselves. So if you will, just give us a minute.
Absolutely. My apologies. Alexa was going off. So I could not respond immediately. So my name is Veronica Becerra. I am a longtime listener. I stopped listening a while back. I know there's been a lot of issues going on, and I attended the outreach committee for a while. I was brought in by a fellow professor at Cal State Northridge, David, for an event that we did a couple years ago. And then I decided to run the last elections, and after that, I think I kind of lost touch. But I'm aware of some of the things, looking forward to seeing what happens the rest of the year. I do for a living. I'm an indoor air quality specialist. I work for a small consulting firm, and I'm also a part-time faculty at Cal State Northridge.
What are you faculty of? What do you teach?
Environmental and occupational health. I specifically focus on the environmental microbiology lab, the housing classes, the intro classes, and as well as the sustainability courses for liberal studies.
Wow. Good for you. Thank you.
That's awesome. Welcome, Veronica.
Really
thank
awesome.
You, thank you.
So you'll be glad to help us shut the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant.
There we go.
Woohoo.
All, no, my
all right.
Veronica, I guess we have your email somewhere. But if you want to email me, I'll definitely do that. I'm at silvertopia@gmail. SOLARTOPIA at gmail.com.
Sure.
Perfect.
Go. Yes.
We also want to make sure she's added to the LSB group list.
I think Kim probably did that. Kim, did you add?
Oh, great.
We will make sure.
I didn't do it until she was seated.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, we'll add her, and Veronica, it's great to have you with us. I hope you can improve the indoor air quality of our meetings. That would be wonderful. thank you, Ali. Good to hear from you too. Everybody, it's great to be together. We have 19 people on the call, and now we have 20, and we have reached quorum. We had requests for timekeepers. Myla, did you secure timekeepers?
I believe that Michael Heiss was considering it, and Vic Germani can be with us for another few minutes. Is there anyone else who would volunteer to be a timekeeper?
All right. Well, we'll have to, I've got a, if you guys can do it until you can do it, then I'll use my clock, my iPhone.
Hey, Harvey, could you, my brains are fried. I'm suffering from meeting confusion. could you, give me the parameters?
90 seconds per speaker.
All right. Just, I ask everybody if I'm a little lax to forgive me because my brain isn't wired for listening to two of these things at once.
Oh, well, whatever.
Christina, oh, there we go. Can you be a timekeeper?
I have a stopwatch. I'll do my best at the, if you guys can, if you can do it until you can do it, that would be great.
Sure.
And how Michael, about Nancy Naparco? Oh, Nancy Naparco is an excellent timekeeper if she had the,
The problem is I'm finishing errand. I'll be home in 10 minutes and I can do it.
Alright, 10 minutes will be great. We'll put you on.
Harvey, I'll do it until I can't, at which point I will let you know.
Thank you, Michael.
So, okay. Michael, if you could do items, and then I don't think Nancy has the agenda, so if you could do items and...
Oh, I'd have to find the bleeping agenda.
Well, we'll tell you when we get to that.
Alright. Alright. I think the speaker... okay, fine. Fine.
Thank you.
Let's work towards a world where there's only one damned meeting at a time.
God help us. Ari Lexa, you have a hand?
Yeah. Even though it's not required by the bylaws, I thought I'd mention that this meeting is not being live streamed. Of course, the recording will be available after the meeting.
Oh.
That's right. Otis goes to church on Sundays, and so we give him the recording of the meeting, and he uploads it to KPFTX after the meeting.
Okay.
So the Zoom information is up at KPFTX if people want to join the meeting and listen that way. And
this is Beth. I would like to be recorded as present and objecting to the bait and switch of different Zoom numbers. I've been waiting in the other Zoom room until...
It's not a bait and switch.
I've seen it happen elsewhere in other communities.
Okay, you're on, Beth. Glad to have you with us. Thank you very much. And you'll be noted as present. And we do have quorum now. I think we have 13. Is there a request?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I question the roster. I think we need to have review of the roster. It's been presented to us. Many, many changes have been made outside of the meeting without the LSB being provided adequate information to determine whether these selections have been valid or not. I know that the changes have been made without notice to the previous members or any kind of due process or an appeals process open. I know that one member in particular has been objecting and insisting that he is indeed still a member. That hasn't been acknowledged on this board. There are enough other irregularities that I think we need to have a review of the entire roster. We should set up an ad hoc nonpartisan committee to do that, to validate the roster before we can count on a vote on anything on this LSB.
Okay, your point is noted. It's been recorded, and I think you should take it up with the council and the PNB. We're not going to do it at this meeting, but
I object to the ruling of the chair. I don't think it's legitimate to use this unverified roster as the basis for any vote on elections or motions going forward. There's a lot on the agenda for today, and until we can determine who is and who isn't.
Argumentative. Okay, let's have a vote. Beth, on the ruling of the chair.
Beth, you've made your point.
One further point. This case is already in court. It will be reviewed next year in a court of law. The actions that have been taken along these lines so far are raising the liability of Pacifica, and it would be on those grounds that I take this to the PNB next week if necessary.
Okay. Thank you very much, Beth. It's been recorded, and your objection is noted.
Challenge to the ruling of the chair. I just challenged the ruling of the chair.
Yes,
that requires a vote.
And it's noted. Thank you.
Who upholds the ruling of the chair? Christine Avalos, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Doug Barnett is not here. Veronica Becerra, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
For now, I do.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Mike Bresler's not with us. Sandy Childs, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I do.
John Crumshaw is not with us. Vic Germani, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I do.
Michael Heist, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
I'm sorry, I'm meeting confused. Just give me a quick, what are we voting?
I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Sue Cohen Johnson is not with us. Avelia Jones, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I do.
Ali Lexa, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Rob Macon, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Rob? Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barbara Marbrock's not with us, right? Oye Ipo is not with us. Myla Reason, do uphold the ruling of the chair. Paul Roberson is not with us. Ruth Strauss, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
I am part of the Michael Heist confused contingent.
Okay, well, I'll come back to you. Beth Von Gunten, we know that you do not. Is that correct?
Please don't presume to speak on my behalf. No, I don't. No,
okay,
I don't.
Thank you. Carlos Zavala, do you uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The chair, Harvey, do you uphold your own ruling?
I do.
So I need to go back to the people who wanted to know what was going on. We need to know who just joined. Harvey, do you want to explain to Ruth and Michael what they're voting on?
Beth has challenged the roster. I referred Beth to the council, and we want to move ahead.
Michael Heist, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I'll support that.
Okay, and Ruth.
And by council, is Harvey referring to
Beth? You're interrupting. I'm taking role, Beth. And it was Ruth Strauss. How do you vote?
I still don't understand. So,
okay. Do you want to abstain, Ruth?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 votes to uphold the ruling of the chair, 1 abstention and 1 objection. So the ruling of the chair is upheld.
The council to whom I'm referring is Arthur Schwartz, the council of Pacifica, to him and to the Pacifica National Board. That the decision of who is a legitimate member of this board is theirs to make, and that's where it's been referred.
Further point of order.
Okay, Eric, but there's going to be a limit. Go ahead.
Eric Jacobson is in the waiting room, the waiting room, attempting to attend this meeting.
And no one is in the waiting room at this point, but someone has joined us.
I will send him the new information then.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, moving ahead. We have a call for excused absences. We know that John Crumshaw has requested. Who else has requested an excused absence? Is someone else requested an excused absence? Myla?
I don't know.
Are there any other requests for excused absences? I know we're joined by Sue Cohen Johnson. Welcome, Sue. I think she's connecting to audio.
So as soon as she connects, we'll get her on the audio as present.
Okay. The agenda has been sent around. Do people want to approve the agenda? Does anyone object to the agenda?
I object to voting on anything until the roster's been verified.
Thank you. That's been noted. Is there an objection to the agenda?
I object to anything that requires a vote. Most of this requires a vote. So yes, I object to any item that requires a vote until the roster's been verified.
So shall we have a roll call vote on whether to accept the agenda?
Please. Hold forever. Any more objections?
Thank you.
Are there any other objections to the agenda? Hearing none, Beth's objection to the agenda is noted, and we'll move ahead. Approval of the minutes from June 11th. Are there objection to approving the minutes from June 11th? I don't want to speak for anybody.
Given that we don't have a secretary right now, who provided those minutes?
I believe they were provided originally by Kim and then again by Myla.
No, I didn't. It was Kim.
Okay. Kim provided the minutes. They were sent to everyone.
Well, Kim has disavowed any responsibilities as secretary now. There have been requests for the current roster. That's been denied because she says she's not the secretary now. So
minutes have been subjected and circulated. Is there objection?
Excuse me. I'd like to speak for myself.
Please, Kim.
I'm not sure what words, excuse me, Beth is putting into my mouth, but they are not accurate. I don't even know what she's accusing me of, but at the meeting for which these minutes were submitted, I was the acting secretary. Period. End of story as to the minutes. I don't know what other nonsense she's talking about.
Okay, Kim, thank you for your work on the minutes. We appreciate all your work, as well as your work now as treasurer, to which you are in good standing. Does anyone object to the minutes that Kim has submitted? Any objections to approving the minutes as approved, as submitted by Kim Kaufman?
I object to the roster as listed.
Thank you.
Without verification.
Thank you. Your objection is noted. Does anyone else object to the approval of the minutes as submitted by Kim Kaufman?
I move to accept the minutes.
Anyone second? Do we need a second for that?
Second.
This is my last second.
We accept the objection by Beth von Guten. Are there any other objections? Moving ahead, we have nominations for elections to PNB committees. We have the Governance Committee, the Elections Committee, the Audit Committee, and the PNB Program Committee. Each has two members. I will note that if we have only two members, then we don't need an election and we can save Terry several hours of wasted motion. Terry, I know you're at the beach here and I know that you would appreciate the free time. Ali Alexa, you have a hand?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this is off the agenda, but I just wanted to inquire when the current roster will be posted on Pacifica.org for everyone to know who is officially on this LSB.
I can't answer that question.
This is Kim. I can answer that.
Please, Kim, go ahead.
It is on KPFTX, with the exception of Veronica, who just joined today. It's all there.
Thank you very much. We will try and add Veronica, especially since she's a professor, and that will be done as soon as possible. Thank you for that inquiry, Ami. So we're now looking at four committees that need two members each: the Governance Committee, the Elections Committee, the Audit Committee, and the PNB Program Committee.
Harvey, I'd like to move that we accept the motion for authorizing those committees.
Okay, is there a second?
Well,
I second.
Does anyone object to authorizing this election for those four committees?
I object until we have a verified roster.
Your objection is noted. Does anyone else object to the authorizing motion for these committee elections? Not hearing none. If we need two people each for the Governance, Elections, Audit, and PNB Program Committee. Does anyone wish to join the to run for the Governance Committee? Again, if we had just two for each committee, then we don't need to have an election. Does anyone?
Point of order.
Kim,
point of order.
Go ahead. Beth, keep it, please, to very brief. We're going to have a limit on this. We need to get through this meeting.
Yes. Eric Jacobson has been trying to join this meeting and has not been able to get in at this point. And he should be here for this. He
okay.
should be part of this decision.
If he's in the waiting room, he should be in. Thank you very much. Does anyone wish to be on the Governance Committee?
Harvey, can I just interrupt for a second and ask?
Please.
There are two people on the call who have just phone numbers if they'd like to identify themselves. One has a number ending in 451. And
this is Raymond.
Can you hear me?
451 is Raymond Goldstone.
This is Sue.
Just a second, Sue.
What is the? I am one of the telephone callers.
Well,
I'm
which?
Not a member.
What's your?
Yeah,
I want to know which number I'm renaming. Does your number end in 451?
I don't think so. I'm not using mine.
Oh, okay, well, then I can't figure it out.
Okay, we've got Darlene now on 504. Who is 504?
It's Ruth.
Mine ends at 710.
Okay.
Are you KPFK listener member? All right, listen. Does it matter at this point? Myla, can we move ahead?
Okay, sorry.
Doug Barnett's here.
Oh, Doug.
Okay. Wait, please.
Governance committee.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Whoever, Doug Barnett, please speak again so that I can rename.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Doug here.
Okay. You're Thanks. Ending in 451, Doug.
I fucking well said it.
You're ending in 451, Doug.
I've got Doug.
I've got it.
And
who's 504?
No, it's okay. I've got Doug.
Okay, and Sue.
I want to self-nominate for the Governance Committee.
Okay, you're good to go, Sue. You're nominated for the Governance Committee. Do we have anybody else for the Governance Committee? Going once, going twice, Sue. It sounds like you will be the Governance Committee. Who wants to do the Elections Committee?
This is Myla. I'd like to be reelected to the elections, excuse me.
Okay. Anyone else for the Elections Committee?
I nominate Eric Jacobson.
He's not a member of this board. So he cannot be elected.
That was challenged at the national level. He's still waiting.
Okay, your challenge is noted, though. Thank you.
I'd like to nominate Christina Avalos for the Elections Committee.
Okay. Is there? Do we need?
And me. Who wants to also self-nominate for the Elections Committee?
Sue. Okay, that puts us to three, which means we'll require an election. Is there another member of this board that wants to be nominate or join the Elections Committee?
As I say, I've nominated Eric Jacobson.
Thank you. Okay, that's noted. Anyone else for the Elections Committee? Okay, Audit Committee. Anyone want to nominate or self-nominate for the Audit Committee? Sue, are you having your hand up again?
Oh, no, sorry.
No problem. We're joined by Mike Bressler, who's also a member. Thank you, Mike. Good to have you with us. We're calling now for members of the Audit Committee. Any takers on the Audit Committee? Raymond, are you a member of this board? No, I don't think so. Sorry, Raymond, I can't call on you at this point.
Mike Bressler was considering possibly serving on one or more of these committees.
Yeah, hi. I just joined.
Do you want to be on the Audit Committee, Mike, or on the TMB Program Committee?
I would consider that.
Not in charge.
Mike, you're muted yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you want to be on either one of these committees, the PMB program or the audit?
If there are others who would like to be on it, go
no,
for it.
No,
I would be willing to.
To do which, one you which like, committees? You want
to vote? Audit.
Okay.
Harvey, may I be recognized as Mike?
Yeah, Mike, go ahead, Michael.
Somebody who's more experienced in the intricacies of this Mishegas will correct me. I thought there was some PNB whatever that said you had to be a member for a year before you're on a PNB committee. But
can I answer that, Mike?
Yes, please.
Okay. So in order to be a director, you have to be on the LSB for at least a year. In order to serve on a committee of the PNB, you are simply, if you're on the LSB, that is, that makes you eligible.
Okay, thank you. Then, with some trepidation, Harvey, you can put me down for programming.
Okay. Michael Heiss, you're going to go on the program committee. Okay. Anyone else? I want to join any one of these committees. Governance, Elections, Audit, PMB Program Committee. Mike, I will note that speaking Yiddish is not a requirement to be on that committee.
A good thing, because I don't. Over the course of my educational career, I failed three languages and kind of got thrown out of Hebrew school, so not to worry.
Nobody fails Yiddish.
Ollie
Alexa, did you want to say something, Ollie?
Yeah, just for the record, I'm already on the National Programming and Audit Committees.
Great.
Oh, okay. But do you need to run for re-election?
No, because the PNB chooses directors to serve on the various committees. And then the local station boards send two local station board non-directors to serve on each of the committees.
Okay, so wrapping up here in this Iowa primary, sorry. For the Governance Committee, we have Sue. Sue, are you confirming that you're going to run for the governance committee, and it looks like you've got a roster.
And who was the second for governance, Harvey?
You need a second?
Oh, I thought you said we had two.
Is there a second person running for the governance committee?
No, I don't have a second person down.
I only got one.
Okay.
For the
elections
committee, we have Myla, Christine Avalos, Sue Cohen-Johnson, and Beth has mentioned Eric, but Eric is not, at this point, an official member of the board.
Nor is he being provided an opportunity to appeal that decision.
Yes, you certainly have every opportunity to appeal that decision. Thank you. And
he's trying to appeal that now, and he's being denied.
Okay.
He did appeal that decision at the national level and got himself reinstated on the elections committee, where Myla and Kim and others had him removed illegally, as they did Fred on the audit committee.
Well, and that's fine. If there's a decision from the PMB, then he will be on the elections committee. That's between him and the PMB. Okay? Thank you for that. On the audit committee, we have Mike Ressler. And on the PMB program committee, we have Mike Heiss. All right? Am I missing anybody? No. Okay, so we do have one election contest for the elections committee. I guess we got to put Terry through the drill here, unless we can expand the elections committee or one person wants to drop out of the race. Isn't tight. Does anybody, Doug, did you want to, was that you, Doug? Did you want to say something, Doug Barnett? No? Okay. All right. Well, then I guess we have a race, for the elections committee. Mike, Terry, you'll have to come off the beach unless you have a laptop and we'll deal with that. Okay. Is that good? Are we done with that?
Yep.
Okay. We have 15 minutes for public comment, and then we have the IGM report. Michael Novick, you're with us, and Kim Kaufman. You want to combine the budget and the IGM report? If we can, that would be great. But public comment, I think Raymond, you wanted to say something earlier?
So, just to be clear.
Well, I wouldn't want to interrupt Myla.
So, sorry, Raymond. Nancy, actually, are you going to be keeping 90? Will you be keeping time for 90 seconds, Nancy?
Yes.
Great. And Michael, you'll keep time for the 15 minutes?
Okay.
Wait, I thought it was the other way around. I always defer to doctors, but what do you call it? I thought I was going to do the 90 second, not the other.
I'll tell you what, I'm setting my iPhone for 15 minutes, and that'll do it. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay,
and
Raymond Goldstone, did you want to speak? Raymond, this is public comment.
Yes.
And then Terry Goodman has a hand. And Mike, we see your note about your daughter. We hope she's okay, and we'll understand if you got to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Raymond Goldstone?
Let's see.
Raymond?
I don't know who's... Someone's sandpaper.
You are. Raymond, you're up. Okay, go for it. Raymond, your green light is on. Now it's off.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I, as a member listener, I'm concerned about these points of order that are being recognized. I just don't believe that, and I think you're quite right in your comment that the PNB not only has, but will decide. And therefore, the points of order are out of order. I also would like to note that I'm concerned about the budget and am eager to hear the treasurer's report.
Well, thank you, Raymond. That's next. After our public comment, we have Terry. Anybody else from the public want to comment? Please raise your hand. And when their hands are done, we'll move on to exactly what you want, Raymond. We appreciate that. Terry Goodman, go ahead, Terry.
Yes, I wanted to mention that if a member believes that there is a continuing breach of the bylaws or the rules of the society, and a bad roster would be a continuing breach, they do have the right to bring that up as a point of order, once at each meeting where the continuing breach occurs. But after their point of order has been disposed of, it is dilatory if they bring up the same point repeatedly. I also wanted to mention, I don't know what's been made public regarding the officer position of secretary, but I want to let the board know before we go off and have the elections for one of the committees that, if the secretary position becomes vacant, then, you have to elect a new secretary.
Yes, and we agree with that. I would like to do that at the next board meeting if we can, give people time to assess the situation. So if with your
Harvey,
I would serve to be interim secretary for the next meeting, and we will have an election at the next meeting for a new secretary. Okay.
Are there any objections to me being serving as interim secretary?
Are there objections to Myla serving at the next meeting? She obviously is going to do this one. Is there an objection to Myla serving as interim secretary for the next meeting?
And this meeting.
And this meeting.
I was just trying to save myself time by seeing if we could include the secretary election on this ballot.
If it's okay, I prefer if we wait one more meeting to, it was confused and,
If you don't know the situation, then that's what you have to do. Yeah.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that. Okay. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Okay. Then the next agenda item will be the long awaited and much anticipated, Treasurer and IGM report. Kim and Michael, I know you've coordinated on this. The floor is yours for a half hour, and we'll take comments as we go on. But I have seen your excellent report, Kim, on the finances, and Michael, I've read your report on the general situation. How would you two like to proceed?
I can give a brief report. I did post the report to the station website in the KPFK LSB, PNB LSB cab section, if people want to look at it, didn't get the written report here. You know, basically we are still in financial distress. We raised about just shy of $101,000 in the June fund drive. We will have to be in fund drive again in August. We've been in fund drive every other month for long before I came on the scene. And we have done a couple of events this month off air to raise some money. But it's very stressful on everyone concerned to be in fund drive that often. We've tried to reduce the expenses and we have, including the development costs. But, as you know, Kim can also explain probably in greater detail, the financials are a little deceptive because if you just look at them, you know, it looked like the funding and the income, the income and the expenses are roughly equal locally, apart from the inability to make central service payments, which has also been a reality for many years. But that's deceptive because we actually have to make payments on a lot of the agent payables that don't show up in this year's financials and actually mean that our expenses are still probably greater than our income. So as we pay off some of the older agent payables, we're accruing new agent payables that we're not meeting. So I think one important change would be for the board to participate much more actively in fundraising and general stewardship. The problem of the building sale, everyone is aware of, and I guess I did not put in the report, but I meant to the ED did speak to the staff and some members, I think the local station board were present for that meeting the other day, in which she said that the it was a loan offer, but in practical effect, it would only increase our debt without really solving the problem. She said that the offer would be for about $3 million, not 3.5, so it would barely cover the move through of the FDIC loan, and then would require fairly rapid repayment, and probably the sale of the building in any case.
So excuse me, Michael, point of personal privilege. Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you because Beth Von Gunten's audio keeps going on and it's difficult to hear you speak. I'm wondering if Beth can mute herself while you're speaking.
Point of personal privilege.
Yeah, Beth.
Myla keeps muting me and muting me and muting me. And
it's because we keep hearing noise from your phone.
There is no noise here. I'm in a silent room alone.
Well, we're getting feedback or something, Beth, but it's really distracting and making it difficult.
It was just muted again as we speak.
Okay. Michael, can you proceed?
Well, that's about it. I have, as I mentioned, I think previously, I appointed Marlena Bond as an interim program director. We're beginning the process of trying to develop more training, including pitch training and vocal training, other things for programmers, and reviewing some of the programs, both the new ones and older ones. I've asked the music director to participate in the process of evaluating the music programming as well. I did send everyone the report from the fund drive. You can see that, you know, some programs are, doing better and others not so well in terms of raising funds for the station. But, you know, that's a factor to take into consideration, as well as in general, the need for all the programmers to take more responsibility for the overall, not just their own program, but also especially for doing social media promotion and other forms of promotion that bring listeners to the air. I know that, for example, Earl of Harry Hutchinson does a terrific job about, you know, getting news out, and he always identifies himself as a programmer on the station. He has a column in The Wave, and he's put up his own billboards and stuff. So, you know, the more we can get everyone to carry some of that weight. And again, I say for the board members also to participate in that kind of social media promotion and other promotion and donor stewardship, the better. I'll take any questions if you want.
Well, actually, Michael, KPFK listener member has mentioned that we did not solicit funds for the station on this call. Would you care to make a solicitation for funding for the, from this board?
Yes. Sure, it used to be a standard item on the agenda, but I guess I didn't hear it. So absolutely, we do need funds. I say on a regular basis, we have to basically come up with about $20,000 a week to maintain the operations of KPFK. That's about $1 million a year, as I've said. I should also say I will be doing a report to the listener. We've done reports to the listener every month, and we did one during the fund drive and did raise, somebody just for that report. So, again, the best thing to do is for people to become sustainers and to also engage in a promotion for the station. If you can let people know, if you are a listener and you have the favorite program, share the word about it, and help attract additional listeners. If you can, like us on the various social media platforms and extend the reach of our own promotion for some of the programming, that would be great as well. This is the 64th anniversary year of KPFK, founded in 1959. We've been on the air, 24/7, 365 days a year for 64 years. That's a tremendous amount of programming of the social value for peace and justice and for, cultural creativity. And we think it's a great asset for the community, but we need to attract more listeners to it, and we need to, shore up the financial base. So if people have been sitting on their wallet for any reason, please open them up. I did a presentation at a 75th birthday party for Frank Dorley. He asked me to say a few words about the station. And somebody said, hey, pass the hat. So I took off my KPFK cap and we passed it around and raised a couple hundred dollars. And we need to do that on a regular basis everywhere we go. We've been out to some of the picket lines that are happening around town with the Writers Guild strike, hotel and restaurant employee strike. Now the SAG-AFTRA is out on strike, and we're encouraging people to tune in. We have a new labor show. We have a lot of other programming that we have the locally produced TV newscast, the Rebel Alliance News. All of those things are helping to serve the community, and the more we can let people know about that and encourage them to support it financially, the better we'll be. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The listener has asked us, we need to do a land back statement and also a mission statement. We will do that as soon as we can after the report from Kim. Kim, do you want to give your treasurer's report now in conjunction with Michael's IGM report?
Well, I would just like to Michael did have some numbers in his report that I have different numbers on. He claimed that this last drive did 4,500 a day. My figures show we did 4,000 a day. He said it was 22 days.
I just did the math today. If you look at the final result, it was 100,600 something divided by 22 days, and it was 4,500.
Yeah, except for the drive was 25 days. It went from June 6th to June 30th. That's what the reports say. That's the difference. And, you know, there are expenses that are accruing that are not getting to national. So while it may look like, we're closer to breaking even, when all is said and done, there are a lot of expenses that aren't being accounted for. And I made, excuse me?
That was the same thing I said.
No, I'm not talking about the past years. I'm talking about this year's. And we went through this when we did the budget. We have $130,000 less in listener support than last year, and $150,000 less in total than last year, and $250,000 less in expenses. So that's the only place where any perceived improvement is coming from. And according to the program reports he sent out, the fund drive reports, out of a total of 450 shows, 167 had zero donations. 93 had one donation. When you put together the shows that had zero, one, two, or three donations, that was 75% of the programming. So, this is not really, a success story. It's, we don't have listener support. And I personally believe that this last drive was better only because there were a bunch of people donating in order to vote in this election. So, I mean, next drive will be different. Now, let's start reviewing the budget. We can, so Michael, you want to talk about your budget?
You had the budget, right, Kim? Didn't you propose a future budget?
It's not my job to propose a budget. It's the GM's budget. It's his budget.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have a dialogue between you two. I'm sure everybody, this is the core of what people really come to this meeting for. So, Michael, do you want to
let me just clarify that this is an updated budget for the second half of this fiscal year only. And as the Finance Committee said, it's a deficit budget. It's basically an FYI budget. People need to know, you know, with our best estimate, what our estimated revenue and what our estimated expenses are going to be for the rest of the year.
Yeah, everybody has access to the budget that you've put out, right?
I sent it out to everyone.
Yes, but there may be people on this call who have not.
I sent it again with the report also.
With Michael's report. If anybody needs to see these documents, put your email in the chat if you would, and we will make sure that you get the documents that Kim and Michael are talking about. Michael, do you want to respond to Kim?
Yeah, I did send the budget and the financials along with the GM report and also the fund drive results, by show and by break. So that's available to people. I said at the very beginning, the first thing I report is we're in a very distressed financial situation. I'm not claiming any great victories. I think, as Kim said, and I pointed out last month as well, the improvement has been in reduction of expenses, and we've reduced the development costs, we've reduced the personnel costs. That reflects the fact that every time there is someone leaves their employee for whatever reason, they're not being replaced. So, you know, that has reduced expenses more than the reduction in revenues. And as I said previously, some of the previous revenues, as Kim well knows, were inflated by the cost of developing them in terms of premium costs and consultant costs and so on. So I think that some of the earlier better looking fund drive results were deceptive as well. So, we are facing a situation that there's a lot of accrued debt at this station and other stations. The EU is very clear about this. The nationally, and I think I made reference to it, there's a national plan from the PNB. Maybe you can say more about it than I know from the NFC, but essentially, if they cannot make payroll in its entirety, the first priority is to cover the paid union staff, and then there are other priorities after that, in diminishing order, likely to get paid in full, that they would consider then a debt, a further debt, in a sense, to the personnel to restore that when they have the funds. So it's very, very serious. I don't know how to say it any clearer than that. And I think the prospect of the building sale is upon us again. The best offer that was received, as I said, was withdrawn, which would have been to have the people come in to renovate the building and let us move back in after the renovation rent-free. That's no longer on the table. So the other ones are much less desirable and also less would produce less revenue. And DD talked about this, as I say, on the call the other day, which did invite members of the LSB to join, but the station programmers and staff.
Okay. So basically, Kim, did you want to go further before we open up?
Yeah, I want to say one other thing that he put in his report that he claimed I underestimated the revenue for the rest of the year, and that's not accurate because the number that we used for donations was lower, but the days of the fund drive were higher. So it comes out basically the same as what this month did. So my numbers are accurate.
Okay, thank you.
Michael, did you want to comment on that?
You just did.
Okay, well, Yeah, you know, hopefully we have to reduce the days by increasing the daily average. So that's, yeah.
Okay. Thank you both for your work on this. As I say, I've read both reports. Anybody who needs to get copies that hasn't seen these reports, they're both very importantly at the core of our venture here. And please do put your emails in, or you can email me directly, solartopia@gmail.com, and I will make sure that you get copies. Kim and Michael, thank you both for your work on this. If you're prepared now, I'll open it up for questions. You good?
Yeah. The other thing I would just point out is that, you know, that we haven't had a business manager at the station for, again, long before I arrived, and it's a big problem. I did try to get an interim business manager appointed, but it wasn't possible, and I think it's a severe problem that needs to be overcome.
Okay.
The other thing I have raised with the national office repeatedly is the need to restore the app, the Civic app, and you know, so that people can, we can, you know, get onto social platforms better. We can get onto devices better. Right now, if people want to listen on a smart speaker, they have to go through, I think it's called TuneIn, which puts their own advertising on to what you hear before you hear KPFK. It's very problematic.
Okay. Kim? Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Kim, did you want to comment further before we open it up?
No.
Okay. Beth, you have a hand up. Beth, go ahead. Does anybody else want to speak?
Yes,
please raise your hand and we will continue with this. We do have time. This is the core of what we're about here. Go ahead. Kim, rather Beth.
Am I unmuted?
I think so, yeah. We can hear you.
Thank you. I have questions for Michael. I understand that we've been paying down the debt that was accrued during the COVID moratorium to Edison, that we've been repaying that since a year ago, June. So I think that means we should be about 14 months into that repayment. And if I'm not mistaken, that after 18 months, that should bring us up to current and would mean that the bill would go down by thousands every month. Is that, and then after that, there's a second question, but is that much correct? Do I have that right? Do we know when that debt ends?
If you're referring to the, what they call the EIDL loan?
No, Edison, no. The Southern California Edison, the tower.
Oh,
the tower
utilities. Yeah, we've been paying it down. You know, I don't have the exact figures in front of me about how much longer we have to continue to pay the aged payable on that. But, you know, hopefully that will finally get paid off. And, yes, that would, you know, would give us $8,000 that he used for other purposes. You know, as I say, as we have been paying that, we have not been paying the LADWP bill. So, we're in a very, very tough financial situation.
Let me clarify one point on that. That money is not being reflected on our current, financials because it was accrued last year. So our current tower utilities will not go down after this is paid off.
But it will be reflected in our cash flow and in Michael's attempt to manage the situation.
Yes.
I haven't been able to get a decent cash flow statement since I've been here, basically.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, we probably only have about 4 more months to go on that. So I'd like to think we'll feel at least some relief on that. On a similar note, I know that we've been paying down a debt on a previous settlement at a rate of about $5,000 a month, and that we might be something like halfway through that. I'm not sure when that ends either, but I would hope again there that would be something that could be factored into the 2024 fiscal year budget and management.
I don't expect you to have that figure off the top of your head, Michael. If there's anything you can say to shed light on it, I
I think that one expires in February. We do have other obligations. We have, you know, we are paying severances and other things. In the coming fiscal year, I think that will be reduced on payroll.
Thank you. So I anticipate that together that would free up roughly $13,000 a month, something like that. And it's not going to solve all our problems, but every little bit helps at this point. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beth. Are you done? Do you have more? Okay. Does anyone else?
That's everything for now. Thank you, Harvey.
Does anyone else raise a hand, please, to talk to Kim and or Michael about the budget here? I think Raymond, you expressed a particular interest. All right. We're all good. I do note that, if I understood you correctly, Michael, you said that we were raising more money when the people, were able to join and vote. Is that correct?
No, I said that.
Oh, Kim, you said that? Okay.
Yeah.
So there were more smaller donations this last fund drive.
And you attribute that to the ability of a donor to vote?
Yeah, there was a lot of promotion of the elections, but we did run carts during the month. It happened to coincide, the date of record coincided with the end of the fund drive. I think a lot of outreach for that. I think also we did try to intensify the drive itself. So if you look at the drive, you'll see that about the last 9 days, did much better than the first 20-some or 15. I can't remember.
There were repeated assertions that the ability, the linking of the new membership with the ability to vote, in fact, helped us raise more money. Would you say that that was verified by the numbers?
No. It didn't help us raise more money. There were more smaller donations. It made it about equal to the previous fund drive. I mean, obviously, no, okay. It was still less. It was still less than the April drive per day.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Did I see, someone else wanted to speak? Raymond Goldstone, did you want to speak?
Harvey, this is Myla. Raymond can speak during public comment.
Oh,
but I would like to propose a motion about the budget this time.
What?
I'd like to propose a motion for the LSB to adopt at this time regarding the budget.
Okay.
I'd like the local station board to say that the KPFK LSB has reviewed the KPFK 2020, and let me just back up and say that, you know, we're relying not only on this review and having had access to the budget that was sent to us by both station manager and by our treasurer, and also the finance committee sent us a resolution that was passed without objection about the budget and their careful review of it. So I would like to propose that this station board pass the following motion. The KPFK LSB has reviewed the KPFK 2023 April through September budget. It reflects a reasonable estimate of revenue and expenses. It is a deficit budget. We believe the personnel costs will decrease in the coming months. The building sale is an unknown. We send the budget to the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board for their review. So I'm hoping someone will second my motion.
Is there a second?
I second.
I second.
Christina, is there objection to the motion?
I have a question.
Please.
The work of who all went into this budget?
I would say that Kim probably did the most work on it. As I said, we don't have a business manager. We did consult with the national business manager, Marquisha Van Zandt.
M-E-D.
Kim, I'm sorry.
What?
It was
what
Michael.
What about you, Michael?
Me, Michael, me, the national business manager, M-E-D.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that satisfy you?
Yeah.
Any other questions? Is there objection to my, I'm sorry. Is that Michael? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, it's approved. Is there any further questions now from the general public about this report from Michael and Kim on the financial situation? Raymond, did you want to speak? Yes, go ahead, Raymond.
Yes, Raymond, with your permission.
Go ahead.
I'm very disappointed that the IGM did not follow his intent or stated intent to retain much of what the late Roy Tuckman had been doing on Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday, depending on how you want to deal with the hours of 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. One of the reasons I think that was so successful, that is his show, was that we actually, those of us who used to listen, knew what was going to be played. And not all of us listened to the weekend programming or to a lot of other programming that was very useful. Chris Hedges and the like. And it was the certainty of hearing those at a particular time on a particular morning that I think had a good deal to do with his ongoing success. Additionally, it was an opportunity. It was an opportunity to use our air for what is called, for lack of a better term, old time radio. But it was actually drama and suspense in the form of programs produced many years ago. But they were very good and certainly better than what we have currently. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Raymond. I want to say that in our next meeting, I believe we should have a deep dive, and I will put this on the agenda into questions of the programming and how it's being done and how the decisions are made and what we're actually running. There are those who would argue that our donations have dropped because the public interest in the programming has dropped. But that's for next meeting, and we will have an extended discussion if I can get it on the agenda and have that agenda item approved. Thank you very much for that, Raymond. Sue Cohen-Johnson? And Michael, you'll have a chance to respond. Let's let Sue talk and then go ahead.
We're still in public comment, Harvey.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Michael, you want to respond, then we'll go back to...
Quick response. As I said, we were not able to hire anyone. I did offer a kind of consultant position to part-time consultant position to Mansoor. He did not want to do that, so we could not replace Roy with a full-time position. I have been curating the program. I did decide that rather than rebroadcasting several programs we already carry elsewhere and available on the archives, like Chris Hedges, Richard Wolf, Ralph Nader, that we would seek other programming, a comparable quality from the sister stations and from the Pacifica Affiliates Network. We have been airing old radio, I think maybe not quite as consistently, although we did do the first of the month, first Monday of the month, with a heavy dose of it. The Something's Happening did raise about $4,000, I think, in this drive a little bit, just under that maybe, which is comparable to, you know, Democracy Now! Or some of the other, you know, programming that is still, you know, raising money for us.
Okay. I think next month we will have a deep dive on programming, if that's possible, please. We are still in public. Mansoor, you're a member of the public. Go ahead.
I'm representing.
Sue, go first. Sue was first.
I want to represent.
Go ahead, Sue, and then and Mansoor.
I thought it's public comment.
Yeah, it is public comment, but Mansoor was being a gentleman. I don't know if that's allowed anymore.
Hardly ever.
Yeah. Sue, Mansoor technically has the floor, but he's deferred to you. Do you want to speak? And then let Mansoor speak or vice versa.
I'm representing someone I think is from the public named John, who wrote in the chat. Milo just said the April through September budget is a deficit one. How big is the loss? What was the loss of the previous period, October 22 through March 23, the public, and why did no LS members even ask what the loss was for the first half of the year? If I could ask that question on his behalf.
Okay, Kim, did you want to answer that with the numbers, please? Kim?
Okay, hold on one second.
And we'll go to Mansoor. If anyone else wants to comment, either from the public or the board, on this important a piece of work here, please raise your hand and we'll get through it.
Last year, as of April, it had 432,000 dollar deficit. This year, as of April, it's 290,000 deficit. Yeah. So it's a little less deficit, you know, a little over $100,000 less deficit.
Okay, is that what you're looking for, Sue?
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Kim.
That's based on the including the essential services, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they are a part of our budget. They are a part of what we have to pay.
Yes, I understood. I'm just clarifying for people.
Okay, thank you both. Thank you, Sue.
Well, go ahead.
No, Kim, finish your thought. Go ahead.
No, I would have to do other... I'd have to figure out something here to show without central services what it was. It doesn't matter. We have to pay central services.
Okay, Mansoor?
Yes, all right. Thank you and pay close attention. I worked with the station for about 25 years. I worked with Roy for 15 years. I was pitching with him, subbing for him. He went on vacation. He wasn't feeling well. I was there for him and I knew him and I know his listeners and, people who funded him. And, while I was working with him, we went from an eighth place fundraising to fifth place to third place. And then we were number one fundraiser for the station to the sum of $280,000 right before the pandemic. And so it's not like that I don't know what the heck I was doing. So what I offered to executive director was I'd replace Roy for his show if they want, $20 an hour, and union membership, because union membership was stolen away from me when I was working full time at the station through the lies of the previous executive director that we were shy of one board op to be the union member, and she lied about it. So right after I left, they gave the membership to somebody else. But that's not all. So what I was told would give you part-time minimum wage till we figure things out. If any of you can read between the lines, we'll figure it out. That means we're going to use you for next 2 or 3 months to all this emotional Roy transitioning passes away, and then you are gone. Thank you.
Oh.
That's why I refused. 25 years would give you some grounds to know who you are and what you want to do and what you're capable of doing, and to come and do a job like this, it's below any decency. So I hold myself decent, and I refused.
Can I ask a question?
Please. Yes, please.
Did you ever write down something like a program proposal or some kind of idea of what you plan to do? And the other question is, don't you agree with me that it's a total different day part and different listeners overnight, like the post office, who have not heard the stuff during the day, and giving them a sample of what's during the day is a good thing? Thank you.
I don't know what she's saying. She has dementia.
Ruth Strauss, thank you, Sue. Ruth Strauss?
What was Mansoor's answer?
Oh, Mansoor, what's your answer?
Point of order.
Okay, go ahead, Deb.
Thank you. I want to caution all the LSB members that discussing any aspect of personnel, especially concerning any specific personnel person in open session, would be a violation of labor law and creates incredible liability for Pacifica as a whole. And so while Mansoor can say whatever he wants as a member of the public and we can receive it, we are strongly, strongly cautioned against getting into any kind of back and forth or discussing any personnel issue between ourselves in open session. I mean, Pacifica bleeds out legal fees, and it's largely on the basis of lawsuits that come from previous employees. And this is one of the reasons, because LSB members are generally not as aware of that restriction as necessary. So I call it to people's attention now, especially those of you who may not have sat through meetings as members before. It's absolutely not acceptable. It's a violation of labor law to discuss any given personnel issue or position in open session.
Thank you for that, Beth. We will definitely take that under advisement. Absolutely. Ruth Strauss, and then we're going to move on, I think, if no one else has a hand. Ruth Strauss, go ahead. Sorry, I'm just asking you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to publicly state what a marvelous job Mansoor did. And he, you know, in Roy's absence, he continued the spirit and the letter of the programming and just did a marvelous job. And I hope that at some point things can be returned to that, because it was a priceless asset for the station. Roy was, and Mansoor filled those shoes immensely. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Ruth. As I say, we're going to have to figure out a way at our next meeting to go do a deep dive on programming. Beth, thank you for the cautionary a note on personnel issues. It'll be a real tightrope to be able to discuss programming without touching on sensitive areas of personnel, but we're going to have to figure out a way to do it. Thank you so much.
Harvey, I'll be happy to be a guest on your next program regarding programming. Thanks.
Well, we will figure out a way to do that. So, but that'll be at our next month's meeting. Is there anyone else on the budget? Anyone else want to speak to the numbers here? Again, thank you, Kim and Michael, for your voluminous work. It's deeply appreciated. Yeah. Anybody needs to see the reports, email me, and I'll make sure if you don't have the reports that you get them. Okay?
I would like to make one more comment.
Kim, go ahead. Was that Michael, or did you want to say something also?
Yeah, Kim Camille first, and I will.
What?
I'm sorry?
I said Kim can go first, and then I do have one more comment.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that those who want to talk about programming should go to the Programming Oversight Committee. That's where this information should be analyzed.
Okay. Thank you. Michael?
Yeah, I agree with that. I have been going to the Program Oversight Committee. Marlena came briefly the last one. We'll be at the next one. Hopefully the committee can stay focused on programming. I did want to reiterate that as positions have been vacated by whatever reason, we've had people resign, retire, pass away. We have not been able to refill those positions. That's just the fiscal reality of the station. We do not have the funding currently. And it's no aspersions on anyone, but Alicia Vargas resigned. Position was not refilled. Margaret is in the process of retiring. She's coming back as unpaid staff. That's the reality. So thank you.
Thank you. Beth, and we saw background noise coming from somewhere. God knows where. But go ahead, Beth. Go ahead. Then we're going to move on.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to announce that regarding programming and discussing programming, the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee meets tomorrow at 4:00, and it's open to the public. The information is posted on KPFTX. We'd love to see you there. And again, I'll reiterate with Michael. I hope we can stay focused on the actual issue of programming tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And as I say, we do need to take it up. I mean, the whole product of KPFK is our programming. That's what we're about. And we will discuss it in open session as best we can at the next meeting. Okay?
The entire LSB, I agree with Kim that the place to take that up first is in the Programming Oversight Committee. And there's the entire board. The committee is open to the entire board. I don't remember having seen you there yet, Harvey. You'd be welcome anytime.
Okay.
So hopefully we can take this up there. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Kim.
Yeah.
The programming committee is not open to the public. There is no information for people who want to join that committee on KPFTX.
Okay.
I will see to it that information, if it's not there now, it will be by the end of this meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mansoor, you have a hand, and then I want to move on.
Yes, I do want to ask a question or propose a question. After so many years and over decades of having a program oversight committee, we definitely suck at programming. So what gives? How can we have any changes when we're repeating the same thing and we're expecting to have different results? It's not working. Thank you.
Well, that's what we want to discuss. We want to discuss that next week, next month in the open session. And Mansoor, your point is well taken. Beth, did you raise your hand again?
No. No.
Okay,
if my hand, I don't have any way to see from this end if it's up or not. If it's up, that's a legacy hand.
Okay. Thank you. It was noted by, we're going to move on very briefly. It was noted by one of our participants, a listener, that we did not read the mission statement. Does anyone want to read the mission statement, please? And or the land acknowledgement statement? Beth, do you have read the mission statement before? You want to do that now? Or anyone?
I can. If I had known, I would have.
Listener correctly and the pointed out and the land acknowledgement statement. Michael, I know you've done that in your other meetings. Do you want to do that real quick? Is Michael still with us? I think Michael's gone. Does anyone want to do the land acknowledgement statement?
How about Avelia?
Avelia, you want to do the land acknowledgement statement for us?
Well, I would love to do it, but my memory fails me about the whole thing, so I'm looking for it.
Well, how about your heart? Just let us have it from your heart. Why are you still breathing?
Hey, it'll be short then. Okay. Shall I just go on with something now?
You got it, please.
Well, we want to ask the universe to accept that we acknowledge that we are on the land of others. We inhabit it, we use it, and we're often unthankful for it. The North, the South, the West and the East, and all people who inhabit this land. We ask your forgiveness. We pledge to honor Mother Earth, the ultimate God of creation. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Uh-huh. Much appreciated. Beth, do you have a mission statement you can read real quick?
This is from the bylaws. It says the
point of order. This was not on the approved agenda.
I understand, but it'll take a minute. So let's just do it. Somebody has objected, and then we'll go to the final two motions, and we'll be done. Okay, let's just get through it and let it go, and that'll be it. Go ahead.
Thank you. The purposes of the foundation are as follows: to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Federal Communications Act of 1934 as amended, in radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this foundation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting, to operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. It's greatly appreciated. Myra, we have two more agenda items. Do you want to take us to them, please? Myra?
Yeah, just give me a second here.
And I will note, by the way, that in our next meeting, I guess, which is regularly set for the third Sunday of August, we will take up, I will remember to put on the agenda the mission statement, and we also have an election for new secretary, but Myla has agreed to serve as the interim secretary for that meeting. Thank you very much, Myla. Go ahead, Myla, if you want to take up these last two items.
So the next item on the agenda is is that you, Amelia? I'm hearing other noise. The next item on the agenda is the manager evaluation, and I'm going to offer the following motion.
Please do.
Whereas Article 7, Section 3C of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, I'm still hearing other...
I got it, I think. Okay.
So let me start again. Whereas Article 7, Section 3C of the Pacifica National Foundation bylaws gives local station boards the power and duty to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board will evaluate the general manager in a special executive session on August 6th, 2023 at 10:30 a.m. via Zoom. Further information regarding the details and general criteria of the evaluation will be provided to each LSV member prior to that date. A confidentiality agreement will be sent to each local station board member no less than 1 week prior to said meeting. An electronically and or physically signed copy of said agreement must be filled with the acting secretary, must be filed with the acting secretary, Myla Reason. And the, my email address is mylareasonkpfk@gmail.com. So the confidentiality agreement must be filed, by each LSB member prior to that member being eligible to participate in said evaluation. So that's the motion.
That's the form of a motion. Is there a second? Is there a second for this motion?
I second it, Sandy.
Is there objection?
I object.
Let's call the roll, please. Go ahead, Myla.
After discussion, if you're going to make a motion, then there gets to be discussion about it, too.
Okay, you got 90 seconds. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, first of all, this resembles no management evaluation or employee evaluation process that I've ever seen anywhere. I've taken part in any number of these on other boards. And I would point out, too, that there's labor law involved in this. And if we just kind of try to make it up as we go along and shoot from the hip and do this by the seat of our pants, we're going to be asking for trouble. So I don't think this is well thought out. I sat on the previous evaluation committee for the previous GM and ED, PD, and those committees were much more inclusive. It wasn't limited to a small handful of people. So I don't think this motion has been clearly thought out. We're not ready for this at this point. I think we need to consult with a labor, with personnel, with HR, some HR professional to put a process in place, because this is just asking for it creates liability. It's asking for trouble. So okay. I propose we return this to for further consideration before we move forward with this.
May I speak?
Pardon? Okay, you will have the hold on. As the presenter of the motion, you have the right to you'll be the respondent, and then we'll call the roll.
This includes all members of this local station board who signed the confidentiality agreement.
Question then.
Okay.
What's this reference I'm seeing in the I think it's
this is a substitute motion, Beth.
Okay, could you please send it so we can see it? Excuse me. Let me finish. I need to see it in writing. I'm looking at one thing, hearing something different. That's confusing. Opening anything to any committee, to the entire board, raises the risk of holding an illegal board meeting. Because if you have more, if more than a majority of, if a quorum of the LSB gathers for any purpose in any given meeting, and it's not noticed as a full board meeting, that's a violation. You can't have a committee that exists that can is constituted by more than a quorum of the LSB. That's a Robert's Rules thing. I'd have to look it up. I can if you need me to do that. But so can
may
you.
I respond? Okay.
May yes, I respond? You may respond, and then we're going to call the roll.
This will be a special meeting, properly noticed. It will be held in executive session.
Okay.
Again, one meeting where people meet and speak and discuss real-time live is not an adequate evaluation process. It may be one element. It doesn't begin. It doesn't begin to touch what's required in a normal, a standard, a professional employee evaluation. And we need legal advice before we proceed on this.
Okay. Thank you for that, Beth. And thank you for that, Myra. We'll proceed to the roll call, please.
Harvey, if you would just give me a minute. Harvey, can you send these two motions to everybody? I was trying to send it to Beth. Call the roll and do all these different things at one time. It's kind of difficult.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Is there an immediate need to do this? Is this something that has to be done immediately, or is it something that we can consider and, since there are potential liabilities, figure out, if there are other ways to do this.
Myra, do you want to speak to that?
Good question.
I'm multitasking here. I'm trying to get the resolution to everybody. So allow me to just do one thing at a time.
Okay. Does anyone else have a question?
Quick question.
I'd like to ask, what's the rush along with the previous speaker?
Harvey, I've got a quick comment if it's possible.
Please.
Quite frankly, have to agree with the last two commenters that given all of the, and I'll throw it in again, source that Pacifica and KPFK have gotten into with regard to legal things, while I totally agree that there should be employee and where appropriate in our case where there are volunteers that might otherwise be employees but are acting on the station's behalf, there should be evaluations, but I concur with those who have said that it's just that been there, done that, and don't want to go there. It's got to be done properly, and if you do it wrong, you're leaving the organization open to places that you don't want to go and things that we can't afford. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I'm simply saying that before we attempt to do it, that we should seek some advice as to how to do it correctly, or we're gonna regret what in essence is a good idea, but by doing it wrong.
Okay.
I can respond now, if I might.
Yes, and I sent the file to everybody on the board, I think.
Oh, you did. Okay, I was just trying.
Best I could. It may not have done so, but I tried.
Okay, we just need to include Veronica Becerra in the list of individuals since she's been newly seen.
Right, we will do that as soon as we can. But go ahead and respond to Michael, please.
We can always you can raise these concerns during the meeting.
Okay.
There's no reason why they can't be addressed and raised and discussed at the meeting, Michael Heiss. There's no need
to that, Michael.
Forestall talking about the evaluation. And if you have concerns, you can raise them there.
That would make sense. Ruth Strauss? Sorry, I'm asking you on mute.
Yeah, this is left over. This has to do with programming. So, I'll talk to you another time. That's
okay. Programming will be part of the discussion.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to remind about, I had already put in a motion about programming, but you know, just forget it. Thank you. Sorry.
Is there a motion from you on the floor about programming?
No. We passed it in LSP before. Just X me out, okay? This was leftover business. Thanks.
Harvey, shall I
have a substitute motion? I have a substitute motion.
Okay.
To postpone this process until we have had the opportunity to get adequate advice from HR professionals.
I object to that motion or that substitution.
Okay,
you can object, then you can vote it down. But that's my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, let's call the roll. Madam Secretary, I assume our procedure is to vote on the substitute motion and then on the primary motion, or is it vice versa?
The substitute first.
Okay, the substitute motion.
Point of information, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the underlying motion, though, that's being substituted for?
It's okay, I sent you, but go ahead.
Hold on a second. Beth, did you send your substitute motion to everybody?
I haven't, but I can now. You'll have to wait for me to do that.
Please do.
All right, so we want to wrap this up as soon as we can.
Right. Can you repeat your substitute motion, Beth?
Yes. I move that we postpone this manager's evaluation until we can get adequate professional advice from human resource professionals, and I'll add Pacifica General Counsel.
And you're sending that to me, right, as secretary?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So that people have it on yourself. I'm putting it in email now.
Okay, great.
Needs a date certain. Otherwise, it's not in the rules.
Right. Thank you. Can you make that a date certain instead of just an open-ended postponement?
Well, but I would say that given that the next month is August, and it's always hard to make quorum in August. I would say until the next regular, until the regular LSD meeting in September of this year.
Well, we're having a regular LSD meeting in August. Is there a problem with doing that?
As I explained, as a lifelong community organizer, I know from decades of experience that it's hard to get people to turn out reliably in August. And that we would like to have as broad a participation in this as possible. And therefore, my motion is to postpone this until September at the regular meeting, which would be on September 17th. So that's the motion. That gives us also enough opportunity to get good input. I know I sat on the evaluation committee at the national level last year. It took us 2 months just to put the process together. The motion is to postpone this item until September 17th at the regular meeting, and so that we can get adequate input from HR professionals and Pacifica General Counsel.
I'd like to call the question.
I'm sorry. I had a point of information. I'll raise it as a point of personal privilege. I have my hand raised. Someone repeat the original?
Excuse me.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yes.
Can someone please repeat the original motion that this is a substitute for?
Yes, please.
Whereas Article 7, Section 3B of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws gives local station boards the power and duty to whereas Article 7, Section 3C gives local station boards the power and duty to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board will evaluate the general manager in a special executive session on August 6, 2023 at 10:30 a.m. via Zoom. Further information regarding the details and general criteria of the evaluation will be provided to each local station board member prior to that date. A confidentiality agreement will be sent to each local station board member no less than 1 week prior to said meeting. An electronically or physically signed copy of said agreement must be filed with the acting secretary, Myla Reason. And my email is mylareasonkpfk@gmail.com by each local station board member prior to that member being eligible to participate in said evaluation. And now I'd like to call the question on the second.
I'm sorry. Can I make a comment, please? As a former chair of the local station board and someone who participated in many previous management evaluations, I want to point out that that process has always involved a survey of the staff being supervised by any given manager. And I would question whether that's possible to carry out in the time frame that is described in the original motion. Historically, okay. What has been done is that a list of criteria based on the job description has been used to create a questionnaire. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We call the question now on the amendment, is that correct?
On the best substitute.
Best substitute, basically, it's the same motion, but with the date September 17th, is that correct, Beth?
Yes, stipulating that the postponing is for the purpose of seeking professional advice from HR professional and Pacifica General Counsel specifically on process.
Are there objections to the substitute motion?
I object. This is Myla.
Okay, Myla.
I object.
Call the roll, please.
This is Sandy.
Okay, Sandy. Okay. Call the roll, please.
I'm calling the roll on the substitute motion. Christina Avalos.
Abstain.
Okay, hang on. Christina Avalos abstains. Doug Barnett. I don't hear Doug Barnett. I'll go to Veronica Becerra.
Abstain.
Veronica Becerra abstains. Mike Bresler.
Support.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Support. Yes.
Okay. Sandy Childs.
No.
John Crumshaw is not with us. Vic Germani. Is Vic Germani with us?
He left.
I'll come back. Oh, okay. Thank you. Michael Heiss.
Come back to me in a minute if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, you pass. Okay. Sue Cohen Johnson.
Abstain.
Abstains. Evalia Jones.
No.
God, why am I having so much trouble? Did you say no, Evalia?
I did.
Thank you. Allie Lexa.
No.
Rob Macon. How do you vote? I'll come back. Barbara Marbach is not with us. Oye Ipo is not with us. I'm calling on myself. I say no. Paul Roberson is not with us. Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
I'm saying yes because I don't want a lawsuit. I've never done this before. I'm new to the committee, so I just don't want a lawsuit.
Well,
so, yes.
Well, none of us want lawsuits.
Okay.
The motion that I don't believe would incur a lawsuit. Okay.
That's a yes.
You're lobbying as you're taking the vote.
That's right. Not Beth, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Harvey, how do you vote? Oh, wait, I'll come back to you. The chair votes last. Carlos Zavala, how do you vote?
I abstain.
And chair, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay, so I have... Okay. Oh, let me come back to people. I'm going to come back to people who didn't vote. Let's see. Doug Barnett, is Doug with us? John Crumshaw isn't with us. Victor Mani, I didn't record your vote.
You left.
He left. Okay. Mike, I can't see that now. Michael Heiss.
I vote no with the caveat that the date of September 17th is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which means that some people might not be able to attend the meeting.
Okay. And let's see, Rob Macon, I didn't hear you. Are you still on the call? Would you like to vote? Okay, Barbara Marbach is not on the call. Oye Oye Ipo is not on the call. Paul Roberson is not on the call. So I will now.
Can I change my vote?
Yes.
To no.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else who wishes to change their vote?
I do, to no as well.
And who is that? Carlos?
Correct.
Oh, thank you, Carlos. Okay, shall I tally the vote?
Please.
Okay. So there are 1, 2, 3 yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 noes, 2 abstentions. So the motion fails.
So then we go back to the original motion now. As proposed, the meeting would be August 6th, which is 3 weeks from today. Can we call the roll, please?
Okay. So Christina Avalos, how do you vote?
Yes.
Doug Barnett is not here. Veronica Becerra, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mike Bresler, how do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Sandy Childs, how do you vote?
Yes.
John Crumshaw isn't here. Rick Germani left. Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
Oh, there I'm unmuted. Abstain.
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Wait, I haven't come to you yet. But I heard someone else say something.
Well, is Mike registering a vote as abstain?
Okay. Sue Cohen Johnson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ali Lexa, how do you vote?
Yes.
Rob Macon, not with us any longer. Barbara Marbach, not here. Oye Oye Ipo, not here. I come to my own name and I'm voting yes. Paul Roberson is not with us. Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
Yes.
Beth Von Gunten, how do you vote?
No.
Wait. I'm in the middle of a call. Can I call back later? You're talking to Leslie anyway. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Carlos Zavala, how do you
yes.
vote? And Harvey, our chair, how do you vote?
I vote yes, and with the understanding that we have taken Beth's admonitions to heart and will do as best we possibly can to meet the legal and other requirements for this August 6th meeting.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask if we will have a process to check with, you know, the legal, you know, whatever legal advisory.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm happy to work with Beth and Michael and anybody else to make sure that happens.
Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, shall I tally the vote?
Please.
Okay. In favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got that right. I'm sorry. In favor, 10. Opposed, 1. With 2 abstentions.
Okay. It passes. We have one last. Thank you. Everyone, we have one last item. Will you read that one?
Sure.
This is, and then we'll go. I will note our next regularly scheduled meeting, which is the third Sunday in August, will be August 20th. And by then I will have a new right knee, but hopefully everything will be fine.
Okay.
Milo, you want to read the last item on the agenda and then we can go?
Yeah. This has to do with the manager search. As you all know, we have an interim general manager, so our interim general manager is, of course, welcome to submit his application to become permanent. But here's the resolution that you should have all received now. Whereas Article 7, Section 3B gives the local... Would somebody mute whoever's making noise right now, please? Thank you.
I didn't get it.
Well, Harvey sent it.
Who was that? No,
that was Sue Cohen Johnson.
Okay, Sue. I'll resend. Go ahead, Amaya.
Okay. Whereas Article 7, Section 3B gives local station boards the power and duty to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager of its respective radio station, from which pool of approved candidates the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. The local station board may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. And whereas a volunteer interim general manager is currently serving until a permanent or another interim KPFK general manager is hired, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board will form a general manager search committee populated by 3 to 5 KPFK local station board members as authorized by the PNB. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. As authorized by the PNB. None of said members shall have had 3 consecutive unexcused absences as of July 17th, 2023.
Is that it? Is there a second?
Yeah, it's just that.
The lousy motion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think this motion, I apologize.
Are you withdrawing the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to revise it.
Okay, we'll have to revise it at our next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. We have hands now from Michael Heiss.
I have my Beth, hand raised.
Michael Novick, and Maya Reason. Amaya, your hands down.
I have my hand raised.
What about Ruth? And Beth.
All right, Beth, go ahead. Then Michael. Then I'm sorry, Michael Novick. Then Michael Heiss. And then Ruth Strauss. Okay? And then we should be ready to go. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. I want to point out that Pacifica has a hiring freeze right now because some of you may have heard we're in a financial crisis. So as people who leave Pacifica, paid positions are not being filled. Previously paid positions are being filled now by volunteers, as Michael Novick can attest. There has been no motion or approval to hire anyone at KPFK
specifically the GM. So I think this is just completely out of order. Thank you.
Well, it's been withdrawn, but your point is well taken, Beth. Thank you very much. Michael Novick, Michael Heiss, and Ruth Strauss. And then I think we're done.
I'm sorry, my hand was up from earlier, and I didn't realize I hadn't lowered it.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Michael Heiss, and then Ruth Strauss.
Yeah, I
tend to agree that given that whether or not there's a hiring freeze, there isn't any money, and I think it would be a wasted exercise and waste of time to search for somebody when at the end of the day, we can't afford to hire anybody. So, and then you disappoint the people who applied and you make yourselves look silly. I know that's, you know, sort of a trait sometimes here, but let's hold that off until we have the ability to pay for somebody before we go out to try and hire someone.
Makes perfect sense to me. Thank you very much, Michael.
That doesn't happen too often for me.
Ruth Strauss, you get the last word, I believe, and let's get Beth's hand up again.
Ruth? I mean, it was already withdrawn, so this is kind of a moot point, but I was just going to say that probably there should be more than quote-unquote 3 to 5 people, given the last time there was a search committee, it was a fiasco. We got Calcutta, so obviously we need some good input. Thank you.
Thank you.
I second that motion.
It was withdrawn.
I'm sorry. I just want to point out that, excuse me, there was a search post Mr. Calcutta. The LSB constituted a new committee. We did an extensive search. We advertised. We came up with a different pool and made a recommendation to the ED. And then the ED and the PNB determined there was no money to hire anyone.
I understand. There was a search committee for Mr. Calcutta. It wasn't done very good, obviously. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm saying there was a subsequent. What I am saying is that there was a subsequent search after he left. There was a pool of candidates vetted, and we had several credible candidates. We forwarded that. Institutional memory the LSB may have. It was forwarded to the ED, and the ED and the PME determined there was no funding to support the position. I was asked to take it unpaid, and I did so. That's where we stand. The funding is no more evident, but there is a pool that exists at this point that you don't have to have another search. If funding were available, there would be a hire from that pool.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah.
This is Myla. I'd like to move to adjourn.
Beth, did you have one more thing you wanted to say?
Second, Beth.
All right, Ruth, is your hand? Your hand was. Thank you for that, Michael.
Ruth, I assume you
said what you wanted to say. And Beth, are you all done? Is there anything else you want to add? Okay, I guess there's a motion to it. Thank you. We definitely take seriously your cons, and we will definitely work to make sure the meaning, the proceeds is, for Michael Heiss's benefit, totally kosher. Okay. All right, you guys. There's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
You have my second already.
Okay. Anybody opposed to adjourning? All right. We'll see you at the beach, everybody. And we'll be in touch. Take care. Adios. And have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Harvey. Take Thank care. You, Harvey. Good luck with your knee.
Oh,
Take
God.
Care.
Yes.
Good luck.
I've already got a new knee and a new hip.